Hi there, Billy Hindle here, the voice of Alice Dyer in the Magnus Protocol. As part of the Magnus Archive's 10th anniversary, Rusty Quill is hosting a special Magnus Live show at the upcoming Crossed Wires Podcast Festival in Sheffield. Join co-creators Jonathan Sims and Alexander J. Newell on the 5th of July for a new iteration of our live show, Statement Begins, where you can hear fan-favourite statements such as Anglerfish, Red Live, and gain exclusive insights into the creation and history of the show straight from the creators themselves. You can buy your tickets now, including limited numbers of meet and greet tickets, from crossedwires.live or the link in the description of this episode.
Na, noch keine Pläne fürs Wochenende? Besucht die Rotkäppchen-Erlebniswelt in Freiburg mit euren Mädels, der Oma oder dem Knallertypen von nebenan. Wir lieben alle Jahrgänge. Entdeckt unsere interaktive Ausstellung bei der Erlebnistour mit Audioguide und einem Glas Sekt und genießt im Pavillon die ganze Welt von Rotkäppchen. Die Rotkäppchen-Erlebniswelt, nur eine Sektlänge entfernt.
I'm Ryan Bergara, and this is Are You Scared? A show where I tell my friend Shane Madej the internet's scariest stories. Today, we're actually going to be doing things a little bit different for Are You Scared? Because our submission, while normally from online, has actually come to us in the form of a little envelope.
A mysterious package?
A mysterious package, which has obviously seen better days. It says To Watcher on the front, and it has a British postage. Weirdly enough. And there's also a big R logo here. Yeah. Not sure what that's all about. Shall we see what's inside?
If we dare.
All right, let's take a look. I love this kind of style.
Do you get these sort of packages often? It's burnt.
Yeah, well, normally I just kind of open them at home.
Yeah.
But this is the first one I've opened on camera. It smells weird.
It's like Christmas.
We got one, two, three tapes. Let's actually just get these out and let me pull. Oh, shit. And it looks like there's some burnt scraps of paper that explains the burnt smell. Huh. Well, let's get that out of there.
That's a genuine cassette tape.
Looks like this tape says one. This tape says two.
Listen last.
Should we listen first?
Do a little memento?
No. Let's listen.
We'll be good boys.
We're not going to Tarantino it. We'll listen to the first one.
Well, this is exciting. I don't have to hear your voice.
Okay. I don't know if I would have worded it that way.
But. We get some tapes from a stranger.
Well,
a little surprise.
How do I open this tape player? How did you do that?
I read a button. Oh, gosh. Oh, okay. This is really exciting.
Well, let's hop into
it. Are we ready?
Lock your doors. Turn off the lights. And let's see if we could make it till the end of the night.
Could interview them right up to and past their sentencing.
All right. Hang on. All right, start over. I can't write any more of these down, so I've got the recorder going now.
I'm saying if we do enough human interest stories, but focus on people who are most likely to murder, then one is bound to snap, and boom, there's our podcast. We follow him, and stop shaking your head. We're looking for potential murderers. Statistically, it's gonna be a him.
I meant start over. Never mind. This is Adam and Tommy.
Hello.
We have been trying to come up with a new podcast for... Oh, well, would you look at that. We just crossed over into the 15th hour.
No, we haven't really, have we?
You can't tell by the ideas you're pitching. You just suggested we interview random people until we happen upon a future serial killer.
I mean, it's how companies find their CEOs.
I like it.
Their idea for a true crime podcast is just to interview people hoping that they're interviewing a future serial killer.
It's a smart idea, I think.
You think that's a smart idea?
Right. Tommy and Adam, they're just like us. We sit down a lot, too, and we go, what's a good idea for a ghost show?
Yeah, we don't normally record it, though.
We should start recording
it. Yeah, because then we could send our tape over back to the UK, put it in an equally dirty envelope. By the way, I'm enjoying just listening with you.
That's nice to vibe, huh? Welcome to the vibe zone, brother. I've been living here.
We're just vibing in the void together.
That's what we're here for.
Were you trying to shake?
Yeah,
what did you want me to do? Like high five you or something?
Okay, cool. Let's get going.
Cute. Could you maybe use some of that cleverness to come up with an actual idea?
Okay. A podcast that narrates a decomposing body live to time.
I imagine the first few hours will be pretty boring.
Ah, thought of that. Before the maggots really start writhing, you use that time to tell the story of the corpse. Like, oh, this young woman was hit by a lorry on her way to uni. Isn't it a pity?
Do you want us to watch a decomposing student? And you think the sponsors will be okay with that? And now the maggots are moving onto her eyes, with Wriggly taking the lead and Bitey close behind. This episode brought to you by the nice, respectable family company, TM.
I'm sure you actually like that podcast idea because you have said many times.
It's pretty fascinating, the natural world. Oh, you're talking about how I wouldn't mind to be publicly decomposing.
You told me that your plans for burial are to be thrown off a helicopter into a field and let your body rot.
I think it's perfectly natural to rot, you know? Yeah. You don't gotta pump me full of chemicals after I die.
Well, technically, we're all rotting.
This is not true. We're not rotting. Not rotting. There's no necrosis occurring
definitely,
on your body.
We're decomposing slowly.
We're not.
We're decomposing.
No.
We're aging. Our cells, they're dying.
Yeah, but then they get replaced by other cells. This is not what's
happening.
Look
at your face.
Look at my face. Look at
this
you.
This is a perfect example, Exhibit A. We're slowly dying. Me? It's like, is he getting younger?
You're not. You're certainly not.
This episode brought to you by the nice, respectable family company, TM.
We haven't had a respectable sponsor in years.
Because you keep pitching completely unhinged ideas. Now please, for the good of the company and our bank accounts, let's come up with something marketable.
Aside from corpse cast, you mean?
We have that one recorded. We can move on, knowing that we can always return to these tapes and find that genius again.
Yeah, good point. You do actually think these are good ideas, right?
I just think maybe we're scraping the bottom of this particular barrel, so to speak.
Easy to shoot ideas down, bit harder to get them to take off.
What's that mean?
I come up with all the ideas and you just say, no. Must be nice to be on the curation side, is all.
Oh, all right, all right.
Caddy. They are right, though. It is easier to shoot ideas down.
Yeah. Take it from me.
Must be nice to be on the curation side, is all.
Oh, all right, all right. What about a scripted podcast?
Hold on, you want me to start thinking of a whole other type of podcast at 11 p.m?
We're doing it together.
This together. Okay, fine. How about some tea, then? I'll get the kettle on and we'll give it a shot.
I think I'm good.
No, trust me. You're gonna love it.
What I would love is if you could come up with a new horror podcast idea so I can start paying rent again. Maybe, God, I don't know, looking into crimes that are not solved? That can't have been done. If so, certainly not well.
Hey, you watch it.
Shots fired from across the pond.
Yeah, dude, what the hell is going on here? Clear dig at us.
Do you think we're dealing with sort of a Leopold and Loeb situation here? Are these guys going to start making their own crimes to report on? Do we trust the English?
Like what we're doing over in Ghost Files, making ghosts from scratch.
Yes, you murder people.
I don't do that. I never said that. I said
the reaping.
I said I make ghosts from scratch.
Uh-huh. Here we are.
Cheers.
To clever ideas.
Cheers to that.
Speaking of, come up with any knockouts while I was gone?
No. What tea is this? It's very...
great, right?
I was going to say earthy.
Oh, so you're a tea critic too, I see. Not stopping you from drinking it, though, is it?
I can appreciate dirt tea every now and again. Now,
what's going on with the tea?
Oh, that's what you... yeah, let's find out what's
no,
going on.
No, I'm just curious, because he was like, oh, trust me, you'll love this tea. Do you think that the tea is infused with, like, hallucinogenics?
Oh, I thought you were going to say, is the tea metaphorical?
Like, No. I was thinking that, like, maybe to generate wild ideas, he's drugging them with some hallucinogenic tea or some psychotropic tea.
We should take ayahuasca before we listen to the second tape.
I think we should dose you with ayahuasca and lock you in a haunted house. And if you want to see that, No.
No. Just let us know, and we'll do it.
We won't.
Now, scripted podcast ideas.
Right. What do you have?
Maybe you can get the ball rolling for us.
Maybe you can get the ball rolling for us. I'm always rolling the bloody ball.
Well, we have different strengths, you and I, so...
So it's probably time you use whatever strength you have and roll that ball.
Fine. Fine. All right. Scripted horror podcast.
Good start.
Maybe one where a guy...
Yes?
...has an infestation of ants.
I'm with you.
In his pants.
Just right there in his pants.
Yeah, and they're controlling his actions?
Like an upside-down ratatouille.
I think we saw different ratatouilles.
Pass. What else you have?
Nothing! This is hard! Do these windows open? Guess not. What's that guy doing?
Who?
The guy down there on the pavement, other side of the street.
The dancing guy?
Yes.
Okay.
And we're off, baby.
Now, here I was wondering.
We're off to the races. It's not going to be two guys talking about ideas the whole time.
Now, recall,
now we've got a guy.
We have three tapes, too. So we, I would assume they make it at least to the third tape.
Yeah.
Right?
The dancing guy?
Yes, the dancing guy.
Oh, he's pissed.
Oh. I don't think it's drink. Drugs, maybe? Look at him scratching.
Ooh.
Yeah, that does not look comfortable.
Awful.
Anyway, let's keep working. We were on a roll.
Yeah, pity we lost the momentum from the ants idea.
At least I came up with one. It's your turn.
Hey, I helped. You keep going. This is fun.
What about... Oh, okay. What about a taxi driver who has a photographic memory of all maps, but doesn't know how to operate a car?
And that's a horror idea?
Yeah.
This guy's bad at ideas.
Yeah, dude.
Okay, now I got... Now I'm thinking the man outside, dancing, scratching. Is it a zombie?
No, I think it's just some dude up to no good, maybe.
That's how it always starts, though, in zombie films. So I was like, look at that weird guy. What's he up to? I don't know.
Let's go
about our day.
Maybe we should go up for a closer look.
Then they hear something funny on the radio, and they're like, huh? What's this?
Or maybe he can get the car going, but he doesn't know how to stop it.
No one's made him aware of the brake pedal. How does he pick up customers?
Okay, I'm starting to see how someone poking holes in your story could be frustrating.
Yeah, but I'm being serious now. There might be something here. Keep going.
He doesn't know how he picks up the customers. Every day, he wakes up already in the process of driving someone. They tell him their story, and it's always a different awful person, someone truly despicable. And then when they finish telling him about themselves, he reveals he can't stop, and he just crashes the car, killing them both.
Hey, now we're on to...
What was that? Jesus, a car just slammed into the building.
It's been going at 70 miles an hour.
This is really fun.
Taxi Captain Fashions would be better if it always ended with the taxi crashing.
Yeah.
But also, yeah, there is a car that's now crashing into the building.
So wait, is that in the story that they were pitching that the car crashed? Did an actual crash happen?
That would be like us pitching a ghost show, and then during that, a ghost showed up.
It was like, strong pitch.
I have some notes.
You know, listening to this with you makes me think back, you know, how fun it must have been to gather around the radio.
The
pictures
are always goofy because they're always looking at the radio.
Mother and father around the radio.
Yeah.
Sounds nice.
It does sound
now we
nice.
Got TV. What am I? I'm out here watching, you know, Star Trek.
It's pretty good.
Star Trek is pretty good. I watch it a lot.
Anyone hurt?
What do you think?
Oh, good. Drunk guy's okay.
I mean, looks like he's passed out. Oh, no.
Oh.
He's all right. Moving his legs.
Looks like he's dancing in his sleep.
Oh, there's the ambulance.
One hell of a response time.
Yeah. The NHS is a miracle. Anyway, back to work. That was
kind of
weird.
Funny.
What are the odds of a car crash happening just downstairs from our office, moments after I pitch a story about a crashing car?
Slim. I'd say slim.
Wait! Is this a story in which they have the power to, like, manifest things?
Like Ruby Sparks!
Sure. I don't know who that is. Who's that?
It was a film.
Oh, okay.
With Zoe Kazan.
Oh, recent then.
Paul Dano.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, like that film.
Just like Ruby Sparks! I would just go to town with that. You basically have a magical notebook. How do you test it? Right away.
Well, if we're trying to come up with a hit podcast, then I would just write, then they come up with a hit podcast.
That's smart!
Yeah, and then a giant pool of popcorn appears. And at the bottom of the pool of popcorn is a door that leads to another bigger pool of popcorn.
You're a man of simple pleasures.
That's right.
Kind of leaves a bad taste in your mouth.
Let's try a new idea.
He's on a roll, ladies and gentlemen.
Corpses.
I like it.
Corpses that disappear quickly.
Convenient.
But like very quickly, within a few seconds.
Again, fewer dead bodies around sounds less horrible.
But what if it's because of bugs?
Ah, the ants are back.
Look, I don't like bugs, right?
Few people do. Keep going.
Okay, so consumption has gotten so out of control that it reaches a tipping point. We now make so much rubbish that insects no longer have to compete for resources.
Hadn't thought of bugs in competition. Something beautiful there.
It's our own fault, you know?
This is good. So these bugs are rich.
But then their population booms and they get out of control. They start evolving quicker and quicker, so they're able to start planting eggs and maggots into fresher and fresher dead.
Or what if they aren't even dead?
Oh, they start reproducing in living flesh? Disgusting. I love it.
What would be the scariest bug to get real big?
Do you have one in mind?
Probably a bee.
I would go with praying mantis.
Oh, yeah, because they dice you up, right?
Praying mantis, he go after you.
Mosquitoes!
Mosquito. Oh, they could, yeah, they'd
mosquito
suck your ass dry.
Mosquito would just like, just needle right through the head. Just,
yeah.
And just, oh!
Yeah,
oh,
it'd turn you into a little Capri Sun.
Disgusting. I love it.
Yeah, and that's why as soon as someone dies,
their immune system can't stop all the bug eggs and they all just hatch immediately.
Devouring the host.
You just wait to explode into a pile of bugs.
Traumatizing to witness, literally makes your skin crawl. Good one.
Is this awful tea you made? It's really got the horror juices flowing. Okay, what else? What else? Maybe firemen who...
Firemen who are actually bugs?
Our itchy friend's gone.
Oh, 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 oh!
You may be right. Maybe this drunk guy was patient zero. Is that what you were about to say? It doesn't seem like it because you're licking your teeth like the fucking Joker right now, so I don't know what you're about to say.
What I was about to say is that I think Itchy Man exploded into bugs.
Okay, so yeah, he is patient zero then.
Yes, but he's bugs now because that was their idea.
Oh!
I thought we arrived at the same thing
See,
at the same
know,
time, but
I
then
just...
I looked in your eyes and they were vacant, and I was like,
no,
oh,
they
he's
weren't
not.
Vacant.
He's
they were
not.
Filled
they were
with different
eyes. The lights were on, but nobody's home.
Oh, ants in the pants. That's why he was dancing.
That's why he was dancing. Ants in the pants.
I got too lost in the sauce. When they said ants controlling a person, I was just imagining a bunch of ants in a large trench coat
it's
pretending to be a
it's
human.
It's because he brought up the Ratatouille point that I was like, oh, they're like controlling him like a marionette. But if he literally had ants in his pants...
I never thought about how awful it would actually be to have ants in your pants.
It sounds funny. It sounds all
I don't think it's as funny as
fun and
think.
Games until you actually have pants full of ants.
Our itchy friend's gone.
That's a relief. Where'd he go?
I don't know. He's just not there anymore. Left behind a bit of a mess. What is that?
I don't know. Whoa. Well, those paramedics.
Never seen one throw up before.
Must be tough work. Things they must see.
Ooh. Ooh, there's another idea. A paramedic team that becomes so traumatized by the things they've seen that they go mad and turn on one another, but they're both so knowledgeable about how to keep a person alive that they're basically unkillable.
Ooh, grisly. Heroes turned monsters. People will love them.
Christ, what now? Who's yelling?
It's the medics.
My God. Us?
What's going on?
These guys got Harold and purple crayon.
They got Harold and purple crayon. Absolutely. Yeah, I don't know why turned Creole there, but I love it.
Anyways, we called it. They're making things up, and then it's happening outside of their window.
It's taking them a bit to get... You know, to realize it. I guess, you know what, if it was happening to us in real time, though? We know we're listening to
a tape.
A real thing that happened.
Yes.
So we're obviously, and also being the world's greatest detectives.
Detective brains.
Yeah. I mean, we'd probably be testing it out a lot quicker than these guys, because they're not even having fun with it.
What's the first thing you would test?
I'd be like, big pecs.
You want big
huge
pecs?
Huge pecs. Like Schwimmer. His pecs are big.
Why do you know that?
I just remember on Friends when he would wear sweaters, you know? People would be like, are those implants, Schwimmer?
I've never heard that
And he
once.
Was like, implants?
That's a pretty good rock.
I never trotted it out before.
That was good.
It's the medics.
My God. Plus,
what's going on?
I don't know. I don't know.
Why are the things you're pitching actually happening?
I don't know. Holy shit, they're really fighting. He's picked up a rock. Oh no!
Oh my God.
He just smashed his head open.
Oh my God.
Oh.
Oh my God.
God, tell me I'm seeing things.
You're seeing things, and so am I.
Did he just melt?
Adam, I think those are bugs.
There was a body there 10 seconds ago. Now he's completely gone. What's happening?
I don't know. Why is everything you say coming true?
I don't know. I don't want it to be. This can't be happening. This can't be happening. I'm going to black out. Oh.
Okay. Did you get that?
I'm going to black out. Yeah, I guess.
Oh,
yeah.
He got it. Yeah, he got it. Blackout.
I'm still trying to figure out, is he hallucinating or not? Because we're going through the perspective of the narrator here. I don't like it when I'm not the narrator. I can't control it.
Yeah, you're just in along for the ride, buddy.
Oh, God.
Now you know how hard it is for me to do this show. I work really hard on this show. You know, I do. You know, people don't give me enough credit. I say I vibe in the void, but there's a lot of very hard work that I'm doing over here, and now you understand.
He doesn't have his ants in his pants. He has his hand in his pants. He's jerking himself off.
Bit of a hero.
God, no.
It's locked?
It's an electronic lock, and all the power is off. Yes, it's locked.
We have to call someone. We can't be stuck in here with all this... this weirdness.
No signal. No Wi-Fi.
Oh, me neither.
Adam? I think we're trapped.
Oh.
That's tape one.
Oh, boy. Well.
I guess you'll have to wait till next time.
Tommy and Adam, we're rooting for you, boys.
That's right. What is your next move here? I mean, we kind of...
Well, this is, you know, I'm not under the influence of psychotropic tea.
That's right.
So I don't know if we can trust these boys to make a good
a sound
decision,
yeah.
You know? Yeah, I guess now if you realize that everything you say is coming true, just be like, and then everything was fine.
You've been given genie powers.
Yes.
I don't think you could be trusted with genie powers.
Why?
All of my, well, because you're going to wish for crazy things.
I'll do whatever
you're
I
You're not
going
to stop at big pecs. You're going to start doing other crazy shit.
I do that thing I always wanted to do. Mickey Mouse is me instead. I'm on all the Mickey Mouse merch. Disney World is about me.
Mouse my day?
I'm not a mouse, though. It's just me. For, you know, just for some reason, a long time ago, Walt Disney drew me instead of Mickey Mouse.
Are you wearing the same clothes as Mickey Mouse?
Absolutely. Just little shorts.
The weird little booty shorts with the buckles in the front?
Yes, sir.
Next time on Are You Scared? Tape 2.
Noch keine Pläne fürs Wochenende? Besucht die Rotkäppchen-Erlebniswelt in Freiburg mit euren Mädels, der Oma oder dem Knallertypen von nebenan. Wir lieben alle Jahrgänge. Entdeckt unsere interaktive Ausstellung bei der Erlebnistour mit Audioguide und einem Glas Sekt und genießt im Pavillon die ganze Welt von Rotkäppchen. Die Rotkäppchen-Erlebniswelt, nur eine Sektlänge entfernt.
Billy Hindle here, the voice of Alice in the Magnus Protocol, and I'm here to tell you about From the Library of Jürgen Leitner, an upcoming novel available for pre-order right now at rustyquill.com/novel. Return to the world of the Magnus Archives in From the Library of Jürgen Leitner, an official prequel novel written by Nebula, World Fantasy and Aurora award-winning author Primi Mohammed, with the help of the Magnus Archives own writer and lead voice, Jonathan Sims. From the Library of Jürgen Leitner explores an infamous organization from the Magnusverse for the first time, the perilous private library of the enigmatic collector Jürgen Leitner, where occult books are guarded and researched at a fatal cost. Leitner's library keeps the dangers of these books in check and the would-be readers safe, or so Leitner claims. For two of Leitner's employees, the risks are worth it. For Hugh Franklin, the library is a place to belong. For Sebastian Everett, the library is an opportunity to indulge arcane ambitions. Though their 10 years at the library were years apart, Hugh and Sebastian's stories unfold in parallel, and their footsteps echo down the same eerie aisles, caught in a web spun long before either ever heard the name Jürgen Leitner. Will they find a way out, or will the library consume them before it's too late? From the Library of Jürgen Leitner will be published on October the 27th, 2026, and is available for pre-order now. Visit rustyquill.com/novel for more information. That's rustyquill.com/NOVEL.